inside part of the egg is called the...
Yellow and the white.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiling.
And if you crack them and let them fall in the shells in the hot water?
Mm-hmm. I never seen them cook that. See, if put them in hot water, boil them, or break them and fry them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I've seen them cook. Right, well, if you, unless you're going to make eggnog or something like that.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a hog kill?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Shoot him. Or knock him in the head with an axe or hammer.
And then what do you do?
Stick him.
Just tell me how...
Hmm?
Tell me how you do that, how you butcher a hog.
Well, you just take the knife, you shoot him first, shoot him down, go back and take the knife and stab him, let him bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take him, if he out on in the pen or field, you take him and put him on the sled and carry him to the kid around and scald him.
Mm-hmm.
You get him scald, get all the hair off him, wash him down, clean, hang him up on the gallows and gut him.
Mm-hmm.
When you get him gutted, then you let him stay there dry a little bit, and then you take him down and cut him up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the fat meat that you might use for boiling with greens?
What about middling meat?
Hmm?
Side meat.
Okay. Do you call that middling?
Yeah. Or you can call it side. It don't make any
difference.
It's all the same.
What about fat back or white meat or white bacon or...
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
That's stew board stuff. This is other what I'm talking about. See, you can kill that out there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that fat back, of course, see, that's when you buy that out the markets and stuff.
And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
The middle.
Okay. And the kind of meat that you buy sliced to eat for breakfast?
Breakfast bacon.
Okay. Now, is bacon the same thing as middling?
Yeah. So meat are the same thing.
Uh-huh. What do you call the outside of the bacon?
Skin.
And you might take the scraps, take the trimmings and grind them up and season them and make.
Yeah, you can't put them skins in, not in the sausage.
Huh?
You can't put them skins in the sausage now.
What do you do with them?
Dry them up in lard.
Hmm?
Cut them up and put them in, dry them up out in lard, fry them out in lard.
Then you take the lard and...
Put it in the can.
Uh-huh.
And you cook with the lard. Cornbread, greens, peas, anything with the lard.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the man that sells meat or kills meat?
The butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, then you say the meat is...
Too old. Or too strong.
Or it has done what?
Spoiled.
And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
What do you make what?
With the meat from its head.
I don't understand you.
What do you make with the meat from a hog's head?
Oh, hog head cheese.
Okay. And do you make anything from the liver?
Liver pudding.
How do you make that?
Well, you boil the liver, and the lights,
uh-huh.
And the heart, grind it up, put it in a pan,
uh-huh.
And press it. Next morning, cut it out.
And that's liver pudding?
Mm-hmm. You can stuff it.
Uh-huh.
Stuff it in the casing.
The liver?
Yeah, liver pudding. Yeah, you can stuff it in casing, bottom casing. Stuff it like stuffed sausage, if you want to. But the bees don't know of it. They don't ever stuff it. They just put it in a pan. Cut it out.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of anybody making anything out of the blood?
Mm-hmm. No. Boil that blood. When you stick the hog, it run on the ground. That's all too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother you.